just sitting, savoring the fact that there's nothing we have to do. Just breathe easy and be aware. Imagining, feeling, taking energy and awareness down into the earth. If it helps, we can imagine breathing in the energy of the earth into the lower body. Meanwhile, the top of the head, is moving slightly up towards that vast blue sky. Which allows the spine to open. Now feeling into the body. Being a receptive, kindly listener. As it unfolds its story of feelings and sensations. Now let's take our awareness out one more time. To find that great ring of lotuses. And the Vajra wall. Vajra wall, the great ring of flames of wisdom and clarity. Burning up doubt, burning up confusion. Burning up our illusions about how things are. Feels helpful, we could imagine ourselves as part of that great ring of wisdom flames. These three circles protect our practice, particularly our practice of bodhicitta. We're practicing together within the mandala to benefit the world. And at the heart of the mandala are various expressions of bodhicitta. Great wisdom, great love and compassion. And particularly Padmasambhava. Who embodies the transformative energy of that great love and wisdom. So as usual, we'll chant mantra, and while that's going on, you can have a sense that the offerings that are made are on behalf of all of us.
Mantra Guru Padma Siddhi.
letting the mantra continue in whatever way it wants. Letting those qualities and that energy fill our body and mind. It's as if the mantra and the qualities overflow out into the mandala around us. Till the whole mandala is filled with the mantra and the qualities. Everyone and everything. Mantra sounds in the hearts of everyone here. It comes from the earth. It comes from the walls of the building. It fills the whole space of the mandala. It's all resonating with wisdom and compassion. And that too overflows. So that the qualities and the mantra expand in all directions. Everyone and everything resonating Now the mantra starts to die away, but the qualities don't. We rest in that experience.